Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hey, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., and welcome to another episode. Today, we are celebrating so hard. My clients have gotten the most amazing freaking results. Every day I wake up and I'm just like, pinch me. This can't be real life, but it is. I have clients that are just expanding wins after wins. The DMs that I have, my clients are just rock stars. Absolute rock stars. So what we're going to be talking about today is a little bit about signs that you've hit your wealth glass ceiling. Now, this is a topic that we talked about in our event that's just ended and concluded, the Money Magic Summer Camp. So this is a topic that one of our coaches, Lindsay Means, who's our human design expert inside of Rising Wolf, and we discussed the topic of hitting your wealth glass ceiling, what it is and how it shows up, how to know if you are there. Basically, the wealth glass ceiling is the top when you hit something and you're like, can't go forward, right? So if you've heard about this terminology, the glass ceiling, right? When you burst through it, then you get to the next level, right? But a lot of times that we have this ceiling or these walls or these blocks around us, and we're trying and trying and trying and trying to get through it to the next level, but we keep coming up against these symptoms. So I'm going to share a little bit about this and also celebrating that we just launched my brand new masterclass, The Relaxed Riches. This is my two-day masterclass series all about using energetic strategies to just catapult yourself through that wealth glass ceiling. And this is also directly leads into my high-level nine-month program, High Vibe Money, which is my high-level group coaching program where myself and my two other coaches, Bridget and Lindsay. Lindsay is our human design expert, and Bridget is our energetic expert. So she deals and manages through all things energetics, all things expansion. Nervous system regulation is one of the main things because that is what comes up most for our clients is nervous system regulation. And we support our clients in being able to get out of toxic hustle culture, nervous system regulation, dysregulation, and get them into ease and flow with their nervous system and their mindsets around wealth and abundance and ease and flow, because we did not open a business to sacrifice our mental health or our physical health. That's not the vibe. That's not what we're doing. So let's talk a little bit about the wealth glass ceiling. So the wealth glass ceiling, as we spoke about it in our last event that we just had, is a subconscious self-sabotage that happens when we get a taste of something great or any measure of success. So we each have a limit on how much abundance or success or love that we are capable of receiving. So the way that this can show up, signs that you've hit your glass ceiling, and I'm also live streaming with my community on Instagram as well. So when you guys hear this, if there's anything that you hear that rings true, please let me know. And I'm going to tell you which ones I had when I hit my last wealth glass ceiling. All right. So self-sabotage is one. Worry, criticism, blame, procrastination, getting sick, your body's way of shutting down, right? Comparison, downplaying achievements, worrying about when will the other shoe drop, fear of rejection, feeling too good to be true, feeling unworthy, being hypercritical, or limiting joy. So these are all signs that you've hit your wealth glass ceiling. So one of the ones that I extremely, oh my God, was just debilitating was the feeling of being, I would say downplaying achievements and limiting joy. Like I was in a very, very large place in my life where if you've been around in my community for a while, you know these stories. But if you're new, I'm just going to give you a little brief cliff note version of this. So the reason I created Rising Wolf in the first place was not only just for strategy and not just for money mindset. The reason I created Rising Wolf was for freedom-seeking fempreneurs who were hustling themselves into exhaustion, where they were less present with their families, less present with themselves, where they were feeling like just anxiety or urgency or panic whenever they would slow down. And a specific breaking point for me was actually, I was playing with my kids and they weren't sharing a toy. And I snapped. I screamed. And I'm not a screamer. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I screamed. And it was like a volcano explosion. And I just remember them looking at me like they were scared. And I'm getting like welled up thinking about it right now. And I like stood up. I stood up. I walked over to the fridge and I like opened the handle and I grabbed a glass of wine. Mind you, this is the middle of the fucking day. And I poured the remaining of the wine into a wine glass just so I could walk out into the porch and cry and drink wine, because the noise in my brain was so fucking loud all the time that I was always overstimulated. I remember one of my friends had bought me these headphones, like that you like you can still hear your kids, but like I couldn't stand the noise of life. Like I was so overwhelmed. I was so, anytime I slowed down, I felt like I was like, this can't, what is wrong with me? I was anxious. I was depressed. I was like, what is going on? And no matter the amount of money that I had made, it never, I always felt like I was, like I had to work harder. Like I'm like, I can't stop, because if I stop, then I'm going to lose everything. Right. But it really had come back down to my money story, my past money traumas, the things that had happened in my life, which some of, you know, I've shared some of my stories here, but you know, it's, that's the reason why I created Rising Wolf, is because the amount of women I have met that are in the situation that I was in, and they are silently struggling. They are silent about it. Silent. Because they feel shame and embarrassment. Because on the outside, it kind of looks like they have everything. It looks like they have the followers. It looks like they've got the beautiful business. But on the inside, they're like screaming, right? And they're like, well, yeah, I got to keep going. I keep, like, anytime they reach a goal, it's like, well, what's next? And they never slow down and they never stop. And it's just never enough. It's never enough, right? So a lot of times what ends up happening is we end up hitting this wealth glass ceiling. Number one, because, and let me explain what a wealth glass ceiling is. Let's just say, for example, you work harder, work harder, work harder, work harder, work harder, keep going, doing more, taking more clients, selling more products, blah, 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 blah. And you still end up with the same fucking amount in your bank account. And you're like, what is, why, what? I'm doing all the things. Why is this not working? Why do I always end up with the same amount, or manifest a freaking bill that just takes me right back down? That generally has everything to do with wealth glass ceiling. It has everything to do with avoidance of looking at the numbers. It has everything to do with the procrastination and the self-sabotage, keeping you exactly as you are, because that's what you're regulated to. That's exactly what you're regulated to. So how we help our clients is, number one, we got to step out of the toxic hustle to be able to understand what's actually happening below the surface, all while being able to dream and have the things that you desire without risking your mental health getting there. So that's what we do, among many things, because I also believe that it is absolutely possible to work less, make more. It has absolutely happened for all of my for a lot of my clients. And so when we are at the glass ceiling, right? What do we do? What do we do? Well, first we have to recognize that you are in a familiar zone right now. You are regulated to a specific space, and you have beliefs and feelings and behaviors that essentially create your reality, your world, what you experience day to day to day to day. But you're consciously like, I want this. I want this. And the only way you know how to do it is to do another freaking strategy. And you are doing strategy after strategy after strategy because you really want to do more. You want to reach the next level. So, but here's the thing, is that when you choose change, when you say, hey, I want my life to look different. I want to have a I want to have an overflowing bank account, and I want to feel ease at every single step of the way. I want to feel grateful for everything that I have every step of the way. Enjoy the journey of building wealth. You are asking for change. And what happens when you ask for change? Your brain's like, no effing way. We're not doing that. And unconsciously, which runs 95% of your life, is going to suck up your 5% desire, which your conscious desires are like, I want to make more money. I want to get to the next level. I want to have this overflowing bank account. I want to feel great with it all. And then your unconscious is like, bitch, I run 95% of the show. Good luck. Good luck. No way. I run the show. You're staying exactly as you are. And then guess what happens? Procrastination, fear, anxiety, freeze responses, flight responses, and just completely shutting down or limiting joy or doing all the things that I talked about with the wealth glass ceiling. Comparison, downplaying achievements. And then the inner narrative gets louder and louder. It's like, who the fuck are you to have an overflowing bank account and to have all these things? No, absolutely not. No, we're going to keep you exactly as you are because we don't like change. That is a just that's that and that layer in itself is the natural byproduct of your mindset and your nervous system. And then we get into like personalized beliefs that are living within that 95%. And here's the interesting thing about those beliefs is every single one of them has a secondary belief tied to it. There's a secondary benefit to it. Every belief that you have about making money is hard, or I have to work harder, or I have to hustle hard, or I have to do another strategy. I got to do all these things. Ah, right? There is a secondary benefit. I'm going to walk you through one of them that I walked through with my magic money. Magic money summer camp. There we go. So the example was the belief. Let's just put it out there. Making money is hard. Okay. But if we were to dive deeper into that, right? So anytime we have a belief, we have behaviors that are attached to them. So making money is hard is either avoiding working hard or working so hard. It's generally one or the other that we see the most is that there's like an avoidance. Like I don't want to work hard. So there's just like, I don't want to do that, right? There's fear around working hard. And then there is the complete opposite where it's like, I work all day. I work 24 hours a day, just work, right? Now let's talk about the secondary benefit that could potentially be happening behind that. This is just an example. We wouldn't be able to know your secondary benefits unless you were walking through the prompts and things of that nature. But I will give you one prompt today to actually have an actionable step to work with. And if you want to learn more, then in the show notes below, I have my Relaxed Riches masterclass series that you can dive into. And that will give you everything that you need. So secondary benefit could be keeping you safe from being judged from friends or family as someone who is wealthy, right? So let's just say you have this conscious desire, which runs 5% of your life, and you're like, I want to have financial freedom. I want to have that overflowing bank account. I want to go to Ibiza. I want to go to Greece whenever I want. I want to go do all these things, right? I want to be able to go shopping whenever I want. I want to be able to give back to my community whenever I want. I want to donate whenever I want. I want to do all these things, right? And they all may just be super supportive and in line with your current core values. But here's the thing that we find out is that even though those desires are in your highest and truest self, your unconscious still runs the show. So if you have a belief in there that let's just say making money is hard, and your behaviors keep keeping that flame alive, that fire alive, what is the secondary benefit of that? So for this example, most people have a fear of being seen by the people that are in their core circles, their friends, their family. And that right there is a biological situation, right? We are tribe mentality. We are not meant to be ostracized or be alone. And now if you have a fear of being judged by the people that are closest to you or feeling different than the people that are closest to you, you will self-sabotage. But if you're not aware of that, then you are going to put more strategy out there and hustle and hustle and hustle and hustle and stay exactly as you are. Sometimes we got to mix in the anxiety that kind of pairs with that now, the frustration, the self-comparison, the scrolling, the numbing, all the things that could potentially actually pair with that. So how do we actually swap that out? we have to have awareness first. That's the first step. That's what we teach in, I teach that in my book. I teach that in any of my programs. Like, you cannot change your life or your mindset or how you receive money or having massive wealth or having ease or all of these things without a general awareness of where you stand right now, right? It's not possible, right? It's, and the truth is like, this is like a lifelong journey, but I have completely transformed my life in, oh my God, every year it just keeps getting better and better. I have like degrees of transformation, right? But I would say this last year has been just insane. Because once you utilize these tools and you feel safer and safer and safer and your communities get stronger and you're aware and you're willing to do the work, like life just gets easier and more beautiful and more brilliant. And I watch my clients do this all the time. This is the magical work. This is why we work together for 9 months inside of my high-level group coaching program, is because community is one of the most important things when you're growing, because if you don't feel safe in a community, you will self-sabotage. That's why I don't do just the one-on-ones, because I need you to be in a space where you feel safe and you're in a group of people that are like you, that have similar goals, because a lot of people are these visionaries, but they feel held back by friends and family. They're not truly being able to fully express their gifts because of that. So let's recap, shall we? We talked about a lot. We talked about the wealth glass ceiling, what it is, right? So we're just going to go quick recap on that. The wealth glass ceiling is your unconscious, which again runs 95% of your life. It's a self-sabotage. It happens when we get a taste of something great or any other measure of success. And then we have a limit of how much abundance or success that we or love that we can receive, and specifically money. When you feel like you're in this cycle of working more and doing more and you're still making the same amount of money, that is a regulated space that your unconscious is running. It's running the show at that point. So being able to communicate with your unconscious is really only 1% of the population can do this, is actually communicate with their unconscious. Majority of people, 99% of the population, are walking around unconsciously, reacting unconsciously to the world around them. And their world stays exactly the same. Exactly the same. Brief little side note. If you don't know this, I'm going to tell you. There was a large part of my life where I did not have a single clue that you could change the way that you thought. Like, I just thought that was my life. I thought I was supposed to hate myself. I thought I was supposed to be suffering. I thought I was supposed to be broke and consciously, like, and anxiety around money and having negative money in my, like, most of my life I had like $1 in my bank account, negative all the time, constantly broke, constantly in this perpetual cycle of suffering and hating myself and eating disorder and depression and anxiety and crying when I looked in the mirror and hating myself. I mean, the self-loathing and the identity to suffering was who I was. But on the outside, looked kind of like I had it all together. Had some kind of way of being able to do that. Now, I mean, we just hit over 1 million in 8 months. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm working less than I've ever worked before, making more impact, helping more people, have the most beautiful relationships. I love myself. I've overcome an eating disorder. I've overcome my fear of movement and working out. I actually love it now. My inner narrative is my best friend, like my hype girl. Like, it used to be the one that tore me down. And now it's like, you're doing amazing. I love you. Good job. Like, automatically. I don't numb anymore. None of it. Like, I have, it is just the transformation that you can make in your life is unreal, and it's waiting for you. And this is just giving you permission that it's okay if it feels hard right now, because being human is kind of fucking complex, kind of wild. So then we talked about the signs that we've hit the glass ceiling, which is like worry, criticism, blame, procrastination, kind of creating drama or conflict in your life to kind of keep yourself exactly as you are, comparison or downplaying achievements. We have the fear of rejection or it being too good to be true, or worrying when the other shoe is going to drop, or limiting joy, or being hypercritical, or feeling unworthy, right? Those aren't, those are, if you're feeling those things, that's not your baseline, babe. Like, that's not how life is supposed to feel for you. It's your birthright to be happy, to be wealthy, to be joyful, to be abundant in nature. Like, that is your birthright. That's what you came here to do. So if you're feeling those things, we got to sink back into alignment. We got to get back to your baseline. Your baseline is joy. Your baseline is happiness, is wealth, is abundance, is joy. You should feel good. Life should feel good. And even when it doesn't, you still can manage it not feeling good. You manage it, you navigate it, you give yourself what you need, you feel your fucking feelings, you cry it out, you scream in a pillow, you go to your therapist, you talk to a friend, you journal about it, you rage scream, like whatever you got to do to get your feelings out, right? Like, I had no idea how to feel feelings for probably almost my entire life. Like, I was raised in a family that we didn't feel feelings. Feelings? What are those things? What are feelings? We don't feel feelings here. Emotions, stuff that down. It is not safe to do that. So then we talked about the familiar zone, right? Right now you have a current set of beliefs, feelings, behaviors. And then when you say, I want this, I want this, I want this, you're choosing change. And that conscious desire, which is so beautiful and deserves to live and breathe and to actually manifest into your world, your brain and your body's going to be like, ew. Good try. Good try. I run the show. And anxiety and fear and procrastination. But here's the truth, is that there are ways to hack the system. This is what we do inside my program. We hack the system so you can become someone new and that you can get into a new space, and we can get your internal world to reflect what you want your outside world to look like. The way that most people do it is completely backwards. They actually do try to fix the outside world and then their internal world, thinking that it's going to change their internal world. Once I get the money, I'll feel happy. Once I have the job, I'll feel happy. Once I get the clients, I'll feel fulfilled. Once I get the external validation, once I get the followers, once people are saying, oh my God, you're amazing, then I'll feel better. It doesn't work that way. It's all temporary bull. It doesn't work. Your internal world has to reflect that first, that it is enough now. That the money that you have is enough now, even if your expectation says otherwise. Even if you have $4 in your bank account, can you find gratitude and appreciation for where you are in your life? Is there clean water? Do you have clean water? Do you have food in your fridge? Do you have a single person in your life that gives you love? Like, do you have your health? Like, what? I'm getting on a tangent, which I so often do, but we want to change your internal world so your external world reflects, because that is when we find joy. That is when we find it, not with the external stuff. It doesn't work. Okay, so I love you so much. If you hung around with me for this entire time, I love you and I see you and you're important. And if you're listening to this, it's on purpose and it's for a reason. And I'm really grateful that you're inside my community. And I love you so, so much. You're doing amazing. You're doing amazing. Okay. So if you would like to dive into my masterclass series, I highly suggest diving into the Relaxed Riches 2-day masterclass series. And you can learn all about the energetic strategies to catapult yourself out of your wealth glass ceiling. And if it resonates, if it's a full body hell yes, then you can also apply to work with me. And if we love your application and everything feels super in alignment between both parties, both people, and your application gets approved, then we can work together for the next 9 months and change your motherfucking life. All right. I love you so much. I'll see you in the next episode, and bye-bye for now.